This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday legislation that suspends the U.S. government's debt limit through January of 2025 and avoids a potentially disastrous default just days before the government runs out of money to pay its bills. The White House announced the signing in an emailed statement Saturday and said it was done in private. But Friday night, Biden made televised remarks from the Oval Office, praising the negotiations between Republicans and Democrats.
Both sides operated in good faith. Both sides kept their word.
The bill allows the government to continue to borrow more money to call over the current $31.4 trillion debt limit. After weeks of tough negotiations on the debt ceiling, the lawmakers had worked on the process, and now they will work to reform the process. VOA's Patsy Wita-Quaswara tells us more.
Raising the debt ceiling is a routine process that has been done 78 times since 1960, but since 2011 has been a source of conflict when there's divided government. Many are now pushing to reform the process, including through proposed legislation that requires lawmakers to annually vote on policies to reduce the debt while automatically suspending the debt ceiling. The U.S. is now $31.4 trillion in debt and is racking up even more. The Congressional Budget Office projects a federal budget deficit of $1.5 trillion for 2023, which could nearly double to $2.7 trillion by 2033. Patsy Wita-Quaswara, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, as well as pictures, videos, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington.